Now I need you to turn to the Psalms. An incredible scripture God took me to. It has 9 personal decisions, and it's Psalm 101. And it's interesting, the heading over Psalm 101 is this: Promised Faithfulness to the Lord. Isn't that interesting? And it has 9 of them in it, and I like the number 9, because number 9 is the number of summation or completion of man and all of his works. I want to give you 9 qualities from Psalm 101. We're going to fly through these. I've given you a lot of material today. I've given you a college course. 06 is the year of new beginnings. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
It is. All right. Psalm 101. He begins the way we must begin our day every day. I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praise. Start your day singing of the mercy of God, who is a just God, and give him the praise. Then he lists 9 things. Look up to me. You want to know how David became a favorite of God? His diligence wasn't just thrown out there like water out of the back of a bilge of someone's boat. He perfected these 9 things. Number 1, I'll behave myself wisely in a perfect way. That's the first thing. He behaved wisely. Remember, it tells us that David behaved wisely? And he gained the favor of the people. I will behave myself wisely. You're going to start judging your wisdom. Is this wise? Am I doing the wise thing? Am I doing the stuff that's going to impress people? Am I doing the stuff that's going to gain me favor? Am I doing the stuff that when I walk away from here, they're going to say, that is an exceptional young man. That is an exceptional woman. He says, number 1, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. He took it very seriously. Number 2, verse 2b, I'll walk within my house with a perfect heart. Isn't that something? He said, I'm going to have a perfect heart in my house. And that's a very important thing, to have a perfect heart, because it affects your attitude and your whole approach to life. Number 2 is, I'm going to have a perfect heart in this house. My heart will not go astray in my house. I'll have the right heart attitude. I've got the right attitude here. Then verse 3, I'll set nothing wicked before my eyes. You need to make a decision right here and now. Stop entertaining yourself with wicked. I won't set another wicked thing before my eyes, and hold yourself accountable to that. Nothing wicked is going to come before my eyes, and that is that. Then the second half of verse 3. Number 4, I hate the works of those who fall away, and it's not going to cling to me. Wow. Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's true.
He hates quitters, and he said, I hate your quitting, and it's not going to touch my life. Take your quitting attitude, those lousy hips of yours, and get them out of here. He hated quitters. Notice he didn't dislike them. He hated them. The work of what they did. Number 4. This is the end of verse 4. And number 5, I will not know wickedness. He says, a perverse heart shall not depart from me. I will not know wickedness. You're going to make a matter. I will not let my wickedness into my heart. I'm having nothing to do with wickedness. Number 5, he says, he hates slander. He says, whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, I will destroy. That was his attitude towards gossip. I'm going to take your life. Do you know why? Look at me, folks. Gossiping is murder. You kill people.
Yeah.
You talk about them and you kill them. You assassinate their character. You assassinate their lives. He said, I will kill killers. And the worst, I tell you what, we Americans are a bunch of killers. We kill each other all day with the way we talk about each other. We talk about this, we talk about that. You're a murderer. He says, I'll destroy it. Look what he says about pride at the end of verse 5, number 7. One who has a haughty look and a proud heart, I will not endure. Can't stand proud people. I can't stand it, he says. I won't endure it. I won't put up with your pride. Get your pride away from me. Then look how much he prized loyalty. Look at verse 6, number 8. My eyes shall be on the faithful in the land. Isn't that something?
Yes.
He said, I'm telling you what. And you know, he goes on here. He takes 2 verses over this, over loyalty. Isn't that something? He says in verses 6 and 7, my eyes shall be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He says, he shall serve me. He who works deceit won't come in my house. It's interesting. It's all about him and his house. He said, I will not let anyone who isn't loyal in my house get out. of my house with your disloyalty. Get out. Do you know why? It's like having wood borers in your furniture. You're going to eat the whole thing out. One time, I'll tell you this interesting story. As you know, I grew up in a tropical climate just like this. And one time, we went away for the weekend to the resort, which we went to almost every weekend. We came back, and my mother's pantry, she had a pantry, a proper pantry with a door on it. The pantry was in the foundation in the basement. Because wood borers had eaten the floor out, the whole thing collapsed right through to the basement. He said, I'm not having that in my house. He said, you guys are like wood borers. You bring in this disloyal stuff and it ends up eating people up. And then finally, number 9 in verse 8, early, not when it's too late, early I will destroy the wicked of the land. He said, I will have no more. You wicked people, get away from me. I want nothing to do with you. Get away. Now, I said, I don't like that list. Fine, you will not be favored of God. That's the favored list. And I like it that there's 9 of them. Because that means, and that number 9 there is cessation or completion. That's what it takes to get the job done. And I can't make these decisions for you. You have to make them for yourself.